You know, from a, you know, boxer's perspective, what do you think went wrong for Devin and what went right for Ryan Garcia?
Well, the first thing, I mean, it's a couple of things. I think the first thing that went wrong, the first thing that went wrong with Devin was, I think the girls got to him. I think the lifestyle got to him. I think it's very dangerous to have access to all those toys while you in camp. Even the clothes that he chose to work out in that I saw during some of the training videos in a promo camp, I didn't like that. I think Devin should have had just one hoodie, basic, the Balenciaga rocking, Givenchy, all that high-end fashion shit. He should have had some basic-ass H&M sweatpants on and shouldn't have been no diamonds. He should have came mean. And I just didn't like all the drip.
Right.
I think he should have took a break on the drip for this fight and then really just locked in. And I think he should have been negligent in regards to his media obligations and responsibilities. Ryan was jumping up the deep end to promote the fight. Cool. I would have spent one day creating multiple different content. I would have turned that shit into my promoter. And then I would have just went away. You wouldn't have seen me until it's time to walk out. And I feel like Devin should have took that approach. Secondly, I feel like he sold his legacy. I feel like he sold his legacy for $600,000 because now you got an O on your record and there shouldn't have been no fight because he didn't make weight. And in fact, he was 3 pounds overweight.
He was.
But you allowed him to do that and you sold it. So in hindsight, it's like you almost sold your legacy for $600,000 because Ryan didn't make weight. The third point is, I don't think no woman should be in camp with a boxer. And with some of the promo videos when he was getting ready for camp, I saw Alicia, I think her name is Alicia Bumgarner, like that. And she's a very, listen, no disrespect, she's a tremendously beautiful woman, right? Very attractive. You know, she's a female fighter. And at the end of the day, when you in camp, your hormones is raging. And I seen some of the workout stuff she had on. Nobody should be looking at, you know, inadvertently camel toes. They should be looking at pictures of their opponent.
Right.
Right?
So right.
I didn't like the fact that she was anywhere near him in camp, running with them. Like, all that energy, like, nah, we can do that after we knock this guy out. You want to go hang out with me when I'm in between fights and we want to train cool. But I feel like he should have been, like, way more locked in. Now, he also looked very... He also looked very uncomfortable at the weigh-in, and at this level and at the level he's at, he should have had spies in Ryan's camp. So if he knew Ryan wasn't going to make weight, there shouldn't have been no fight. And then there also should have been a rehydration clause. Boxing is the art of war. So I feel like his team wasn't strategic enough. Now when we talk about inside the ring, you're talking about somebody who traveled to Australia twice. One, to take all the belts. Two, to defend the belts from the motherfucker you just took the belts from in their backyard. You beat him. Then you're talking about someone who faced Lomachenko, who has over 400 amateur fights. Mm-hmm. And also his fourth pro fight, he fought Gary Russell, right? His mm-hmm. fourth pro fight, and Gary Russell's an all-time great, and he beat Gary Russell. You're talking about somebody who fought Jojo Diaz, got hurt by Linares. You're talking about someone who just dominated Regis at his first fight at 140, and he doesn't know how to adapt in the ring. He's getting caught with lead left hooks. Ryan does not know how to throw feints. Ryan doesn't even use his jab. All he did was measure. All Ryan did was measure and hook. So the fact that Haney got caught with the same punch, not only just in the same round over and over again, but over a 12-round fight, he got hurt and caught with the same punch. Not even combination. So for his corner not to be able to make adjustments, for him not to be able to make adjustments, just was kind of sketchy and fucking odd and strange to me. It's also questionable his chin, right? Does he even have a fucking chin? And the reason why I say I think the girls got to him was because he didn't have no legs. Like, he wasn't, like, it's just like, do you have a chin? Do you have legs? Were you fucking? Like, it just seemed very, his recovery rate was so slow for one shot. And I don't give a fuck how fast Ryan is and whatever. Ryan doesn't have that devastating one-punch knockout. He hasn't one-punch knockout flatlined nobody. He has hurt guys. He has dropped guys. Ryan is not a one-punch knockout guy. He got a little pop. He got a sharp left hook. But for Devin to be, like, so equilibrium fucked up and he couldn't recover, it was a shit show.
Yeah.
The next point is, I don't think his father needs to be his coach. His father is a tremendous promoter. Is a tremendous marketer. That should be the role that Bill Haney plays. And they need to find a consistent coach that they can work with. And to be quite frank, I would choose that coach to be either Eddie Reynoso with Canelo, because Devin Haney needs way better movement, or BOMAC, which is Bud Crawford's coach, because BOMAC is going to teach Devin Haney the killer instinct shit that he needs to continue his career at the highest level. And then the last point was, did he take a dive? We all know Anthony Joshua looked very suspect in his performance against Ruiz when he lost his title the first time.
Yeah.
And I remember Anthony Joshua's father coming in the ring and trying to say something to Eddie Hearns, and Joshua didn't seem fired up enough to me for just losing all his belts to a fighter that was supposed to be out of shape that took a fight on short week's notice. So feel like, yeah, like Devin, his last fight, he looked spectacular. So how do you go from looking spectacular to looking like you on your first 10 fight run?
Yeah, I mean, you don't think there was no difference with Garcia, though? Like, you didn't see nothing different than in Garcia than he showed in his previous fights?
No. And which is crazy to me. Like, everybody's talking about Garcia. No. Garcia came in reckless. He's a front runner. You know what front runner means?
Go ahead, break it down.
Front runner means, like, he's dangerous on the first.
Yeah, for sure.
So we saw that. Comes out strong, first couple rounds. Yep. Then Ryan gassed out. He got tired. He doesn't set the hook up with a jab, right? He's not gonna jab, 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 and then hook, jab, jab, jab to the body, jab to the body, faint, come upstairs. He's not gonna do that. He's gonna hold his hand out and hook you. Measure. Yep. Hold it out, hook you, or just try to hook you. How are you getting caught with the same shot and you not dropping your, you keep dropping your right hand.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me. And then when you got hurt, you didn't even know how to tie. Like, it was just strange. Like, you didn't know how to tie up.
It was looking sloppy. It was looking sloppy in there for a while.
It looked weird. And, you know, it was very, I was fucked up behind that loss. I was disappointed because I know the severity that loss can bring. His career could be over. Some fighters never bounce back from losses like that. And then at the end of the fight, if you look at the interview, I wonder, did Ryan, like, fracture his jaw? Because Devin Haney's face was extremely swollen. Right. And I'm like, damn, like,
it could be. I mean, he can hit that hook over and over in the same spot.
Yeah, and then I didn't like, look, the same way you promote your son is the same way you got to criticize your son. I didn't like how Bill, was saving his son, was saving the rest of Devin's shards of ego, because that shit got shattered.
Like, you feel like he's coddling them a little bit?
He got bullied in the ring. He got an ass beat. And I just really didn't like how they just didn't accept and be completely honest. Because if you're going to be high before the fight, you got to be high. You got to be high after the fight, whether you win or lose.
Right, right, for sure.
And I just felt like the accountability wasn't there. And if the accountability is not there, then
how's that going to invoke change behavior?
Right, exactly. And let that be a lesson for people that see this. So you're an entrepreneur. There's nothing wrong with making mistakes. There's nothing, but you have to analyze the mistakes.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with taking a loss, but you have to do some inventory, some self-inventory once you take a loss. And then from that self-inventory, self-introspection, constructive criticism, personal constructive criticism, now you can learn from that so you don't repeat the same mistake.
Right.
And I just didn't like the fact that nobody wanted to do the interview. That says a lot about that character, that competitive spirit. And one thing I always loved and respected about Conor McGregor is he could get knocked out. And one thing I respected about Errol Spence, when Errol Spence got destroyed by Terrence Crawford, he did a full post-fight interview.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So it just let me know that mentally they seemed weak. And it's like, did they get exposed? So what I'm saying is, even though we're talking about boxing, there's some things, there's some wisdom we can pull from this boxing match and apply to our boxing match with life. Absolutely. Or the entrepreneur's boxing match with life, or the content creator's boxing match with life or themselves.
Right.
And you have to make adjustments. You have to understand adaptability on the fly.
Yeah.
And the only way to adapt is for you to develop a diverse skill set. Right. So when you're placed in a different or difficult situation, the diversity of your skill set will come into play.
Absolutely. I have one last question about that hydration clause, though. Because I know you said he should have had the hydration clause. And a lot of people, like the Ryan fans, use that hydration clause as like basically you're cheating. You know what I'm saying? I already seen a lot of them saying, like, if Tank didn't have a hydration clause, Ryan would have washed him the same way. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Subscribe now for part two.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.